so ironic. S&M Rihanna's playing right now. Welcome back. It is Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. I say it's ironic. Ironic, because if you were with us yesterday, we told you, judges for it, if you will, we hired an escort for the weekend.
Yeah, some people weren't very happy with us for this decision. It's not mainstream, but it was for the good of the people.
Because it's like their charity work, right? You know, helping them out over the next couple days.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe there's some S&M going on. We cannot release her name. She told us yesterday that she lives in Carmel, but we put her up at one of the Marriott hotels downtown this week, and I'm not going to tell you obviously which one it is, but she's back after a big night with the Gen Conners last night. Good morning. How did it go?
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How was your adventure yesterday,
yes,
I guess?
Yes, day one. We're so excited. What happened last night?
I went to this Dungeons and Dragons side party, and I met this guy, and he was telling me some lame jokes, but I laughed like, ha, 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 you know, whatever.
Okay.
And we had a couple drinks, and then we went back.
This sounds great and all, but we just want to know if you're doing what we asked you to do. Are you getting these guys laid at Gen Con?
Of course. We banged. Had, like, a cute face and all, but he was, like, 274 pounds, and he thought he was a sorcerer.
Did he ask you to do any, like, weird stuff in the bedroom, like role-playing type stuff? Was it?
Oh, he wasn't that creative with it, no.
So you're saying this guy didn't look like Ryan Gosling?
No Ryan Gosling so far.
I don't understand. He thought he was a sorcerer. What do you mean? What was he doing that made you think he was a sorcerer?
What is the dude from The Wizard, from the what's that wizard's name?
I don't know. We hired an escort. We never said they were smart, okay? Don't judge us. So what is your plan today? You still have a couple more days. We've paid you for a couple more days. What is your plan this afternoon?
It was just like a really late night last night, so I think I'm just going to go take a nap. I mean, I have my outfit laid out. I'm going to be super hot. There's so much random going on around here, so I'm probably going to go and just see what's going on after I get ready.
Yeah,
so you just go in there and prowl all the little rooms in the convention center and just kind of look for, like, fresh meat, or is that how you go about this?
Kind of, but oddly, it's like I'm kind of getting, like, turned on by this stuff, you know?
Really?
How's that? What do you mean?
Like, role-playing, like, you know, in a way, instead of, like, it being a nerdy dude, I'm just kind of like, hey, I'm really having sex with maybe a prince. Or, like, you know, who hasn't ever thought about, fantasized about having sex with maybe a wizard or a sorcerer? They have power.
Or
like
a bear.
A stormtrooper or a Yoda.
Or a stormtrooper.
Yeah. So what are you doing tonight and, like, this weekend?
You know, tonight I'm just kind of going to go with the flow and see what happens. But tomorrow night I heard there's a Dungeons and Deviants party. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that'll be interesting. So you think you're going to probably try to meet more guys there or what?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like there might be a few that are into some kink.
I'm sorry, but aren't they all, though? If you got people willing to dress like Gandalf and a stormtrooper, that's what you're into, okay?
I mean, maybe. Maybe they just take their gaming that seriously.
All right, so you are paid through the weekend. Do your thing tonight and tomorrow, and we will talk to you here back on Monday, okay?
All right, that sounds awesome. Thanks, you guys.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting smiles on these wizards' faces.
Oh, yeah. I've made some very happy men.
I'm sure you have. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.